Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Usma Jang.
Oh.
In the most non-shocking signing, which otherwise it would have been like the biggest flop, back with the Bucks. Was anyone really worried?
I think so.
Oh.
When they did the like the whole opt-out thing and decline his option, I think people were like, why would they do that? Why wouldn't they just sign him to his option and then like renegotiate a deal? There was that brief window of like he was not part of the organization.
I
think that was a little nerve-wracking for people.
I don't know.
I mean, if we care. Like, I don't know if Usman Jang like does he move the needle for you?
Well, I wanted him to be there.
Yeah.
And so, but I just assumed that when it didn't happen, I went, okay, because they're just going to get him a new contract. Got it. Like, that was my thought, and then that's exactly what happened.
That is exactly
also, right. It had to be already in place. It was the first announcement from Shams on free agency day.
Shams getting it done. 3 years, $17.5 million.
A bunch of people going, this is it. This is the breaking first announcement.
Yeah.
And us in Milwaukee go, yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's, I mean, Shams is dialed into Milwaukee.
Oh, right? Yeah, he knows.
If there's
what's
any
happening.
Market that loves him and he loves right back.
Well, he's never Milwaukee. Been wrong, so that's why he's
exactly.
got the first info, yeah.
Yep.
Amen. Amen. That
God,
is
God, you're the worst, Aaron. Anyway, so that happened. We're all happy about that. Anyone not want him on the team? I mean, he was one.
No,
he
I
was,
think.
Him and Rollins were the only two guys I cared about. Everyone else could have gone.
I think KPJ a little bit too. When he was healthy, he was fun. But I think people
get rid
wanted,
of everyone else.
No, I think people wanted Jang back. So the Bucks did not tender him a qualifying offer. This way, they could re-sign him on a multi-year deal at a smaller annual number. In 30 games with the Bucks, he started 20. He averaged 11 points, 4.6 rebounds, and 3.6 assists. That's not bad. Like, he's okay.
Yeah,
he's not great. Okay, you can play NBA basketball, I think.
Hey, that's going to be a great way to describe the Milwaukee Bucks next season, I think.
That nailed it.
They're okay.
Usman Jang is the Milwaukee Bucks.
They're okay.
Yeah.
About a week ago, someone on X put out a Twitter poll about Usman Jang and how many people want
so much was wrong with what he just said.
To return.
Yeah. On X, they put out a Twitter poll.
That's why it's just Twitter.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I just call it Twitter. But
anyway, continue.
And there are 11.1% of people who say either not really or definitely not to wanting Usman Jang back as a member of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah, 11%?
Yeah.
Right, so
9.6 is not really and 1.5 is definitely
right,
not.
Right, so 89% of people wanted him back.
88.9, yeah.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I would call that the majority.
Oh, yeah.
Personally.
Sure. But you asked, does anybody?
Oh.
Oh. Hmm. Okay.
So there's 11.1% of people.
I count that as out
of 4,453.
Right, that's everybody.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well,
are you a literalist?
Oh, he might be.
Like, is
not
this
necessarily.
Like, okay, all right.
Yeah, no.
Just in this case.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
just to say Josh
is wrong.
Do you
have a fork? Yeah. Do you want to come over here and stick Josh exactly. with a fork?
Yeah, yeah, maybe.
Exactly.
Stick you with something.
Gross. Here's the... Here's what we do know for
not,
sure.
Not gross.
Unless it's the first time that you're hearing the voice of Aaron Morris. Aaron loves LeBron James. LeBron James.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I don't
Why?
Know. Well, because he's young.
Because he's the greatest player of all time, and how could you not like that?
Because he's
you
not, but
mic.
you're young.
You can turn him off right now.
And you don't know about Michael Jordan.
That's because, six rings, 6-0?
Yeah, that's exactly what people who didn't watch Michael Jordan play
he
say.
He literally just got literal about, mm-hmm. yes.
Yep.
Okay,
and
we're not having the Jordan right. versus LeBron debate.
I'd rather
today.
Make
that's
the
not,
finals and get swept.
Would
in the
you
first
really?
Round. I mean,
would you really
get swept in the first round? I don't want to get swept in the first round.
But you'd rather lose in the finals than win the finals.
Then,
okay, just check.
No, I'd rather right. lose just in the finals check. Than lose in the first round.
Yeah, okay, right. Okay. Everything you're saying is dumb. It doesn't matter. Yep. Point is that LeBron James is no longer going to be with the Lakers.
Yeah,
that was the big news. He's not coming to the Milwaukee Bucks.
True.
Honestly, I think it was either, I think maybe Andy Herman, I don't know, someone said that, oh, no, maybe it was the Packers. I think the Packers might have actually put out from their social media account, from their Twitter account, a picture of LeBron James in a Packers jersey.
Oh, yeah.
And that is more likely than LeBron James being a Milwaukee Buck.
Truth.
However, is there a chance that he goes to Miami and plays with Giannis?
Yeah, 100%. So the rumors right now are Warriors, Heat, or Cavs. I can make an argument for all three. I do wonder if LeBron looks at those three in terms of chasing a ring, or does LeBron also look at the Spurs and the Knicks? Like, if I'm LeBron, I just call up Jalen Brunson and I'm like, hey, can I come play with you guys? Like, you want to go back to back?
I disagree. Like, there's been eight different winners in 8 years.
Right?
The Knicks aren't winning a title again next year.
With LeBron?
No.
You don't think so?
You don't think we're also giving too much credit to LeBron?
No, absolutely not.
People have been asking if he's going to retire for like 5 years. Oh, I know. That's why the Lakers had such a great season.
LeBron was a top 10 player last year.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's about right. And the Lakers finished fourth in the West. Like, they were good, and Luka was hurt. Like, I think LeBron is still
7-7.
I need him
year,
to though. Not go to Miami.
Yeah.
That's all.
I think that's the discussion today. Is like, as Bucks fans, we need LeBron not to go to Miami, because we talked about this on the Mason Crosby Show yesterday. Like, I'm cheering for Giannis personally. I want Giannis to be happy as a person. I 0% want him to win with the Miami Heat.
Yes.
Like, I do not want a championship.
Agreed.
I don't want a finals appearance. I want them to lose. Like, all right, you can make the second round. I don't mind if you make the second round. That won't hurt me. But if you go further than that, it will hurt me as a Bucks fan, as a Giannis fan, that he gets that far in his first year after leaving the Milwaukee Bucks. And I think LeBron makes the Heat better. Like, part of me is really curious about watching LeBron and Giannis play together. Like,
yeah, that, you want to see it,
right?
But in a Doctor Strange kind of, I can look into the future and then not make it actually happen.
Exactly.
Type of way.
Yes.
By the way, the 920 on
the future of the multiverse.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
The 920 on the Nicolay Law Fan Talking Text Line 414-677-1250 said LaFlop. He's not winning anywhere except Miami. Even more to my point of why I don't want that to be the case. I don't want him to go there. I also don't want, to your point, Mitch, of the idea of Giannis getting a second ring to be, see, I just needed to get out of Milwaukee, and then people would all flock to me and form super teams.
Yeah.
Because the only way, if you consider Dame coming to Milwaukee, them forming a super team, which I think a super team requires three or more.
I think that's right.
Then that wasn't them coming here.
No,
it was trades.
Right.
It was the Bucks making a sacrifice for that.
Mm-hmm.
This is, hey, Giannis went there.
Yep.
Now I'm going to also go there.
Correct.
And form a super team, which I think, as Bucks fans, is what we were kind of hoping.
You think that would be a super team?
Some people would want to do for a while.
I think it would be talked about as a super team.
I agree
Giannis,
with that.
Giannis, Bam, and LeBron.
Yep. I think we discussed as a super
team. All-stars on a team is, even if Bam's like not like a top,
especially
all-star,
in Miami,
still an all-star.
Especially in Miami, they would be, you know, the four letter network would absolutely be comparing that would, to the Wade Bosch.
It, but does that mean that it is?
Right.
Right? I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that it is, but it would be talked about as that.
Right.
And even being talked about as that is still like that whole premise of like Giannis drawing people to play with him when he didn't do that in Milwaukee. Like, the first thing I thought of when LeBron made this announcement was like, hey, if Giannis had stayed in Milwaukee, would LeBron have considered Milwaukee? And the answer's no.
Right.
He wouldn't have. And that sucks for all of us.
Like, yeah, because it'd be awesome if LeBron was in Milwaukee. Bro.
Right, of course it'd be awesome.
Yeah, yes. But he never would have done it, which is one, why, you know, I don't like LeBron. That's like one of a thousand reasons.
That's
but,
not why you don't like
LeBron. No, but it's on the list. Okay. Because he doesn't like Milwaukee.
Right.
And on top of that, it's just a fact that I don't want highlighted, right? It's the reason why we all loved that we had Giannis, because Giannis embraced Milwaukee. No other superstar that's been here, even if drafted, acted like, I'm happy to be here. Mm-hmm. It was, I'm here until I don't have to be anymore.
Right.
And then I'll go somewhere else.
Drafted or... just on the team for a long time.
Or traded. Or I mean, there's not...
I would say Chris Middleton.
Well, that brings up the conversation of, was Chris Middleton a superstar? Right. I don't
Was
think
that a
so.
Super team?
I don't think he was a superstar.
Holiday.
I wouldn't say superstar.
Yeah. Well, but that
was a star. I mean, he made the All-Star team a couple times.
Right. He was a really good player.
A really good player.
In Milwaukee.
Yep.
A really good player. That's true.
And stayed in Milwaukee. For a while, had to be traded out. We loved him. He loved it here.
So besides LeBron going to Miami, we don't care. Anywhere but Miami. We're all in agreement?
Or if he goes to Miami,
not
again,
in agreement, but I'm just going to keep my mouth shut because we don't have to have that conversation.
Right, because you have a bias.
Right. Because you want him to go to Miami.
Because you hate Wisconsin.
That's
right. Hate Wisconsin.
Right.
Okay, I don't necessarily, like, I'm not like, oh, I want LeBron to go to Miami. I want LeBron to win a title.
Yeah, also okay.
So then I will say to you, I do not want LeBron to go to Miami because I would not, again, that wouldn't change my thought feelings about I don't want Giannis to win a title, especially this year with Miami.
That's fair.
Part of me is curious, again, about seeing Giannis and LeBron.
Yeah, because you're a sports fan and you,
But I'm also curious about seeing LeBron play with Steph. I'm also curious about seeing how LeBron would fit in with Harden and Mitchell and going back to Cleveland. And I'm interested, like, could he go to New York or San Antonio or a place like that and make it work? I'm curious about all these.
Yeah,
this
I'm
is
also
where we
just
need Doctor Strange in the multiverse.
Right, just to see those outcomes.
Exactly.
The 262, this is Nick and Teresa on the Nicolay Law Fan Talking Text Line, says, Nick, by the way, love you, buddy. It says, that duo would be called the Freak and the Flopper. That would be a good miniseries.
So,
six episode, The Freak and the Flopper.
You mad, bro?
You'd watch that.
You mad, bro?
The idea that LeBron created flopping is kind of, it's comical. To
true. I didn't say say he created it.
He created it. He perfected it.
Listen,
I'm losing this. I'm Aaron Morris. Oh.
Listen, there's about 100 players in the NBA since LeBron was drafted that are worse floppers than he is. I don't think that is crazy to say at all.
Most of them
have played for the Toronto Raptors, Boston Celtics, Miami Heat since Giannis became a superstar. All of those players are worse than LeBron ever was.
I don't think so. Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah.
He's moving.
Back to Toronto.
Yep. Kawhi. Kawhi.
Honestly, doesn't move the needle for me at all. Like, Kawhi can't stay healthy. The Raptors are always going to underperform.
And more importantly, the fact that he's not going to Miami.
Right.
Great.
Right.
He's going to Toronto. Great. Yeah.
That's fine.
Fantastic. Yeah. That's my point. All these other guys that could make an impact in any way, shape, or form, not going to Miami, is all I'm asking for. That's it. That's all I'm asking.
Aaron, how big of an NBA knucklehead are you?
Less and less as the years go on.
Really?
Yeah, the all NBA right. sucks all now. Right.
Wow.
But, yeah. But probably I pay attention
to
LeBron.
I have a theory, but neither of you two care, so I'll save it for
No. Yeah, no, good. Give it to me. I care.
Based on the past couple days, I'm kind of low-key... I might put some money on the Rockets. I think the Rockets are going to make a run this year.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. Van Vliet's back healthy. They just signed Bogdanovich and Marcus
Smart. Wichita State Shocker, baby.
Yeah, you guys don't. Yeah, exactly. Besides that, you guys don't care about this at all. So
that's true. I really don't.
I'll say the only reason no is because I'm not an Alperen Sengun believer. I think he's kind of just there.
He is.
He's got to be better. A little better. He's got to be better than he's played for in order for them to win a title.
The 262 said, Giannis, I wish him all success with Miami as long as it's not at the Bucks' expense. That is 100% a reason then to where I don't understand how then you're a Bucks fan. If you want him to do well,
right.
Is there not a swap? Are there not swaps with picks? Oh, I guess that's not for a while.
No, yeah.
So you could do that.
Yeah, that's up to like 30 and 31.
The Bucks are not going to be in a position that they're competing with the Heat this year.
Right.
That's not a thing.
No.
So you don't have to worry about Giannis stopping the Bucks from doing something. The Bucks are going to stop the Bucks from doing something.
Yeah.
They're in a rebuild.
Right. It's not the conversations aren't relevant to each other. And again, I wish Giannis well. I do not want the Heat to win. That's all. I mean, it's that simple. 414-677-1250 is the Nicolay Law Talking text line. As you get your comments in, I know that Usman Dieng doesn't move the needle. We'll see if the Bucks. I think we're all waiting to see, like, when are Kuzma and Turner going to get traded? Are they going to get traded? Like, that's the next thing to drop of relevance for the Milwaukee Bucks. Like, I mean, are they going to sign somebody? I guess they could, but
Okay. Jeff in Fox Point says, I will be unbelievably pissed if LeBron goes to Miami and the Heat win the title. It would make me absolutely sick.
Yes.
Go Bucks and anyone against Miami. That's Jeff in Fox Point.
See, I'm not, I wouldn't be pissed if LeBron goes to Miami. I'd be pissed if they won.
I don't care how people fan.
I don't even want him there because then, for me, I'm still getting over my ex.
Yeah.
And I know that if LeBron is there too, it's going to be nonstop coverage of what's happening in Miami. I don't want to see that.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Mark Baden joining us on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. As a Wisconsin sports fan, I do have to ask your reaction to all the honest stuff. Obviously, over the past few years, we've been hearing rumors of the Bucks need to trade Giannis and this and that, and it came to a head last week. What was your reaction? How are you feeling exactly?
Well, I was bummed. I mean, I was fortunate enough to be at game 6 live. It was one of the greatest moments of my life.
Yep, same.
Besides marrying my wife and the birth of my 3 daughters. Oh. Let's clear that up.
Yep,
but it was pretty darn close. Of course, who wouldn't be bumped? But you have to realize at least we had all those years with Giannis. I think the Bucks were in a no man. They were no man's land. This team wasn't going to win anything with Giannis. Not with what his surrounding players were. We weren't going anywhere. We might have got back to the playoffs where we were going to win a championship again. No way. So now it stinks because you got to rebuild. But, I mean, we'll see. We'll see what they can do. But, yeah, this is a once-in-a-generation player. It's a bummer that he's no longer going to be with the Bucks.
First of all, did you see the Bob Uecker mural
its celebration? Yep.
Ceremony
on the side of the Wintrust building. I believe that's the same building that a couple of years ago with Dario Melendez and Jen Latta, I rappelled down for the MAC Fund.
Mm.
I think that's where they used to do it.
I don't think you're allowed to rappel anymore.
I would guess not. We now downtown obviously have murals of Giannis.
Yep.
And Bob Uecker.
Yes.
Beautiful. Absolutely awesome. I mean, Bob Uecker is Milwaukee, is Wisconsin, is Mr. Baseball. Love it. I don't know how you do a mural, like the scaffolding and the work it must take.
I mean, Mauricio, the gentleman by the name of Mauricio, you can follow him on Instagram at Mauricio Paints. I'm trying to get him on the show, but he is the same person who painted the Giannis mural.
Right.
So he's done both of them. Incredible work. Like, I love the way that the mural was celebrated yesterday, right? I mean, Pat Murphy was there.
Yep.
Christian Yelich was there.
Uke's family was there.
Yep.
Yep.
A ton of people. They had cans of Miller Lite, literally did a toast to Mr. Baseball.
Yep.
Super awesome. Glad that that exists. Question.
Yeah.
We have a Giannis mural.
Yep.
And a Uecker mural.
Yep.
If we added a third mural, who in Milwaukee sports history or I guess just, let's keep it sports history.
Well,
should have a mural.
Okay. Because I was thinking, like, does a Green Bay building need a Bart Starr?
Hmm. Interesting. Yes.
That's where I would go next. Because you've got a Bucks one now. You've got a Brewers one now. And now Green Bay needs to do a Packers one.
See, the reason why I kept it to Milwaukee, because we have two. And I feel like it's like, do we push that further?
I don't think so.
Mm-mm. This is just got to be it. Yeah.
I mean, listen, could there have been a time where Kareem got one? Probably not based on how he left.
Sure.
Right? And the short time he was here. He did win a championship, though. I don't think anyone else for the Brewers gets, Yount is the obvious answer.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think the Brewers get one until they win a World Series.
Like, okay.
Like, Uecker transcended that.
Correct.
But I can't see a player or like a GM or something like that or Selig as the owner get one until they win something. Giannis won a championship.
I don't see any current Brewers getting a mural if they win one.
So if they win the World Series this year and Churio or Terang spend the next 10 years with the Brewers, they get them. One of them could get a mural after they retire, like not right now.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
Yeah.
But like, let's say the finances of baseball get totally broken by the strike next year and the Brewers figure out a way to keep Terang. And let's say Terang not only keeps doing what he's doing, but gets even better and is a Hall of Fame second baseman for the Milwaukee Brewers who brought a title to Milwaukee. Terang could get one.
Yeah, I guess my next question would be, would he have to play well in the World Series, like in the postseason?
I think so.
If he didn't play well, but did win a World Series and stuck around and was a really, really good player, he would get one?
I think
Hall of Famer.
I think so if he also had that impact in Milwaukee. Right, it has to be more than giving back to the community. Right, it has to be like embracing Milwaukee, not just being successful.
I just think if you give people, like if you just keep giving guys murals, it kind of ruins Bob Uecker's mural and Giannis's mural.
Right, I think we are a long, long time away from anyone else even under consideration.
Bob in Minneapolis says, "What about Hank Aaron?"
Man,
I mean, I love that
he has a trail.
He does have a trail.
If the Braves don't leave,
yeah,
I think it's a guarantee.
Sure. Is there his fault? I assume there's a statue in Atlanta, if not multiple, because they've moved twice now. Since there's definitely a statue. If not more than one. Because again, like they were at Fulton County Stadium, then they moved to the TED, and now they're up in Cobb County.
Yeah.
So like I'll bet they're all over the place.
All right. The other big news we didn't get to, the Badgers revealed a jersey featuring a Culver's patch. Mm-hmm. Culver's now sponsoring Badger Athletics, wearing the patch on it. First of all, how do we feel about the patch? And two, how do we feel about Culver's being the jersey sponsor?
I like the concept of getting a patch in general. Like, I'm total, like, it's, listen.
But the blue sports, on the red and white.
College sports is a business.
Sure. There's a problem with the red, white, and blue?
Easy. Everybody take a deep breath. Back away from the radio.
Easy.
So first, having a patch in general on a college uniform. At this point in 2026 in our country's history, I'm okay with it. 10 years ago, I
kind of have to do it.
Right, you kind of have to do it. I'm seeing a ton of negativity on social media from Marquette people, and just from anti-Badgers fans who are purported Brewers or Bucks or Packers or whatever, but just hate the Badgers because they went to Marquette or they went to Michigan.
Or people who hate Luke Fickell.
No, because that's more like there are Badgers fans who hate
that's
Luke Fickell
different.
Who still support the program.
Okay, and the school.
Yeah, I think for those people, this is super short-sighted. Jim McElvain, longtime center, longtime color analyst for Marquette, came out and said, no, this helps everybody because now the state can stop paying as much in taxes to the university. So lots of our tax money goes to pay for NIL.
That's not true.
The concept of a patch. I'm probably okay with Culver's. I think I'm okay with it.
Listen, I have no skin in the game. I didn't go to Wisconsin. I also didn't go to Marquette. I was curious how many.
Wichita State?
I did. Okay. I was curious how many people. We're going to look at that and go get that blue off of my cardinal and white.
I think there will be some people who do that.
Maybe I'm crazy, but I feel like this is pretty small to care about or to complain about,
the blue,
like,
specifically.
Just in general. This matters very little.
Patches on jerseys get people riled up.
I guess why, though?
When the Motorola patch found its way into a Bucks uniform, people were pissed.
Which is stupid because the NBA, they all have it. But, like, in college sports, it's supposed to be student athletes. It's supposed to be amateurism. Right, yeah. I totally agree. Yeah. But there are still those people who want to hang on to
me,
that.
To me, money is good. When you're talking about whatever
money
sport, like,
good. Do you have any money? Can I have some money?
They could put a big, bright pink circle on the middle of the jersey if it meant that they were getting $10 million in NIL. Like, I wouldn't
care. And the football
team
was that much better?
Yeah, right. Because of it? Like, yeah.
So. Were you surprised that it was Culver's over a different company?
There's actually one.
Like, who else?
There's one company that I thought would be ahead of Culver's. And I'll bet they said no. Or I don't know if they are. Kohl's is who I would have thought. Because Kohl's is a national brand. Mm-hmm. Similar to Culver's is now a national brand. Like, I go down to the Panhandle in Florida where my in-laws have a place, and there are Culver's there.
That's a good one, yeah.
But Kohl's is also a national brand. I know they've had more store closings than openings in the past couple of years because retail is hard and Amazon exists. But Kohl's is kind of the one that I would have thought would have had first dibs. Now,
it's hard. There's not really a business Wisconsin based that's like that you feel is like a shoe-in to do it though, right?
How about the one that plastered the name over everything else?
AmFam.
Yeah.
I guess.
But they already have their name on everything.
Not everything, but they are
based in Madison. I bet they think they're okay.
They have to choose.
I'm just saying, you're headquartered in Madison, you are plastering your name on everything else. And then you let Culver's slide in and be the jersey sponsor. I was surprised that AmFam wasn't in more.
I mean, they have a
no. They haven't picked and chosen anything else. Literally, what isn't AmFam now?
It's true. They do have the Steve Stricker
Lambeau Field.
Well, that's just because they don't allow it. Isn't AmFam in some way? They have something at Lambeau, don't they?
They probably do. I don't know.
I think they do.
I was at Ed Sheeran Thursday night, and I definitely called it the Marcus Amphitheater.
And
my wife was like,
"Are you allowed to do that?"
My daughter was like, "Where?" I'm like, "Oh, because I think most of us have gotten used to calling it AmFam Field instead of Miller Park. I mean, I still call it Miller Park all the time, but then in my head, I'm like, oh yeah, it's AmFam Field. The amphitheater, like, I mean, we don't go there as often.
Was that overdone? Was the whole Miller Park AmFam Field overdone?
Oh,
the complaining about
are
it?
Are you kidding me?
No.
What? People lost their minds.
I know, and I'm saying, no, was it overdone?
Like now.
I'm saying, was it overdone, though?
Should people have lost their minds?
Yeah.
All right, here's what I'm still mad about. There's one thing I'm mad about. The slide's not yellow.
Mm.
Like, the slide beige is stupid.
Listen, it was a sick name. Miller Park fits right. So well.
Yeah.
Listen, when it changed, I was okay with it. Not that I was happy that Miller Park left, but I immediately thought of Guaranteed Rate Bank Field in Chicago and went, we could have that.
All the weird names are
it's just rate.
The fact that we can call it American Family Field and they play baseball there.
Yeah.
Oh, they play the America's pastime and talking about families on the American Family Field. I was like, that's fine. So it's not as good, but it's fine.
Yeah. So on the talking text line, someone said Menards.
Oh, Menards would have been good. I don't know if Menards
doesn't do.
I don't know if they're quite national though.
Yeah.
Well, they also don't spend money in that way.
Well, and you know who would, but who spends money outside of the state way more than spends in the state? Northwestern Mutual.
Mm.
Northwestern Mutual would be a good one because they're trying to be more of a national brand. I'm still mad about the slide though.
Yeah, that's valid.
It really popped when it was yellow, and it's like this stupid in the background thing.
I couldn't even tell you what color it is, actually.
Like, it's like a beige.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Okay.
You know why? Cream. Isn't it beige? Isn't American Family Field on the deck now?
I think so, yeah.
Right, because American Family Field. I'm telling you, the fact that they're not in the jerseys surprised me.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
The 2026 Lincoln Aviator SUV turns a robust list of features into a world of premium experiences. Excite your drive with impressive horsepower and torque. Customize your comfort with available perfect position seats featuring 30 configurations. Make room for 2 more passengers with powerful third row seats that can fold flat with the touch of a button. And immerse yourself in the finest expression of design and services with available elevated packages. Experience it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say, "We're really doing this." But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.